Thank you. you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peeved. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peeved. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. This ain't right, and that is wrong. You just keep nagging all the day long. It's gotta stop, I don't mean please. Now you gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her every morning, ball her out at night. Your daddy's mad, he's done got peeved. How you gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Pack your rags and go back to Dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. Now you gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your dad is mad, he's done got peace. Gonna change or I'm gonna leave.
Tonight my head is bowed in sorrow. I can't keep the tears from my eyes. My son calls another man daddy. The right to his love I've been denied. My son calls another man daddy. He'll ne'er know my name nor my face. God only knows how it hurts me for another to be in my place. Shares a new love. She just couldn't stand my disgrace. Now my son calls another man daddy and longs for a love he can't replace. My son calls another man daddy. He'll ne'er know name nor my face. God only knows how it hurts me for another to be in my place.
I have the invitation that you sent me. You wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you wed another. But dear, I hope you're happy just the same. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. That should be ringing now for you and me. Down the aisle with someone else you're walking. Those wedding bells will never ring for me. I planned a little cottage in the valley. I even bought a little band of gold. I thought someday I'd place it on your finger. But now the future looks so dark and cold. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. I hear the children laughing now with glee. At home alone I hang my head in sorrow. For wedding bells will never ring for me. I fancy that I see a bunch of roses, a blossom from an orange tree in your hair. While the organ plays, I love you truly. Please let me pretend that I am there. Wedding bells are ringing in the chapel. Ever since the day you set me free, I knew someday that you would wed another. But wedding bells will never ring for me. Mother's Day, the rose I wore was red, but today I'm saying my first prayer. Mama's lying on her dying bed. I just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night. Like the flowers in May, she withered away, and my red rose is turning white. This is the dreaded hour we all must face someday. Yet there's consolation in my heart. She will bloom in the master's bouquet. I just told Mama goodbye. Mother's Day has turned to night. like the flowers in May, she withered away, and my red rose is turning white. Her time has come to go, and there's nothing I can do. Only hold her hand and say goodbye. Mama's day with her children is through. I just told Mama goodbye and knelt beside her bed. I heard her say, I'll meet you someday where the white roses turn to red.
He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Purple sky, and as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. Have lived on pride, dear, and we agree that love is gone. Why, oh, why do we keep trying? A house without love is. Thank you.
Yes, I drive. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Sure. Do you want to do? Do you want to do it now? So that way you're not stuck here. You don't have to sleep. Yes. Okay. Great. I take cash or whatever. You Venmo will work. PayPal will work. Is it popping up?
Yeah.
There it is. You know what? The spike plan that you get on the phone, and she's going to try and get you to get the app. You can also, you can also just take this and pay tell me when you get money.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to. Just take a picture of. No, I'll give you my email, and that's my thing. So, where would I? I'll just write it. I'm going to write it on this piece of paper. Yeah, like, put it in the I don't know if you do notes.
Yeah.
Do you do notes? Or why don't I just email you right now? Or I can text you. I just put my phone away, so. Yeah, I'm messing up.
Let's see if I can get through
it. I should be able to get through it. That seems weird. Then. It should take you right to my I'm gonna go ahead and sign this for you right now.
I will.
Thanks for being here, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tom Heyman. I feel like I know almost all of you guys. If you don't know each other, you should introduce yourselves to each other. And thanks so much to Spike and Kelly for having me do this.
September day, the San Francisco summer sun came streaming. I watched an old man nod and sway his eyes, slit shut, it looked like he was dreaming. Light a cigarette and wait, the bus is late, it's getting hard to earn a living. Then I'll pass a pack to my junkie friend, cause in the end, I hope we're all forgiven. It might take from now to kingdom come. Man, you'll never hear me say I paid my dues. Just promise not to ask where I come from. And I'll tell you about the 24th Street Blues. And underneath the freeway ramp, the breaking cap, another sweep is coming. The garbage trucks have rolled away. I'm a block away, you can hear the engines humming. In Tyvek suits and rubber boots, they power wash the sidewalks till they're glistening. Then the shopping carts all roll away. This town's a pay to play, I guess no one was listening. It might take from now to kingdom come. Man, you never hear me say I paid my dues. Just promise not to ask where I come from. And I'll tell you about the 24th Street. It wasn't all that long ago, the neon glow was just so hypnotizing. Now the scaffolds rise and the buildings fall, you can stop to count the cranes on the horizon. Another evening settles in outside, I hear the mission doorbells ringing. Pretty soon they'll be gone too, just like me and you, once their wrecking ball stops swinging. Speak up if you got something to say. Don't just stand there staring at your shoes. If you know what's best, you best be on your way. Don't get stuck here with the 24th Street Blues. There was a time I couldn't stand to be alone. I was desperate for something. I was so sure I could make it on my own. I was desperate for something that feel it just beyond my outstretched hand. Thinking like it fine as grains of sand. I could see it in a distant flash of light. Then it's gone and I'm alone in the night. And I never lacked for love as a little child. I was desperate for something. Desperate for something. I turned my back and I started running wild. I was desperate for something. Desperate for something. I could feel it just beyond my outstretched hand. against my fingers like the finest grains of sand. I could see it in a distant flash of light. Then it's gone and I'm alone in the night. And I never treated love the way I should. And I was desperate for something, desperate for something. There's things I did, well, I did them just because I could. I was desperate for something, desperate for something. There's a diamond trapped inside a grain of sand. I can feel it just beyond my outstretched hand. I could see it in a distant flash of light. The only thing beside me is the night. Yeah, the only thing beside me is the night. And then I wake up and I'm alone in the night.
Very much. It's a thing I do. I drive people out of the room sometimes. You know, it's, you know, I don't know why. It just happens.
Barbara Jean was always cool. 17 when she left school. Went to work in her daddy's bar. The GED and a new used car. The old man knew it wouldn't take too long. She'd make saber tips and she'd be gone. And there was never any in between. Everyone loved Barbara Jean. She got a job and a place downstate. She liked to run around and hang out late. Soon as that student loan came through, Barbara Jean knew what she had to do. She studied hard, she made the grade. You gotta work, you might as well get paid. And there was never any in between. Everyone loved Barbara Jean. And when you're old beyond your years, you might just leave the ones you love in tears. Dad stroked out at 45, paralyzed on his right side. Too weak and sick to be alone, she packed her things up and she headed home. She got a van with a wheelchair lift. She's back behind the bar now on the morning shift. And there was never any in between. Everyone loved Barbara Jean. Folks will ask her if she's home for good. She closes her eyes and then she'll knock on wood. And pretty soon her dreams begin to fade, like that tattoo on her shoulder blade. A butterfly with a purple wing. When something wants and it don't mean a thing. And there was never any in between. Everyone loved Barbara Jean. Everyone loved Barbara Jean.
I'm going to go ahead and stick with the formal name songs from here. And this one, I'll talk about it after. As a child, I often fell asleep at night, dreaming of Allie's great fight, dreaming of Allie's great fight. Now I'm old, my bones are kind of brittle and cold, but I rise at dawn's early light, dreaming of Allie's great fight. Some say Elvis was the king. Oh, Allie ruled the ring. They took away his best years. Came back to glory and our cheers. Once or twice I've fallen from a great height, but I get up and I throw a roundhouse right, floating and stinging like a bee. Dreaming of the great Ali. Oh, Ali. Oh, Ali. Cassius Clay, Bud Muhammad, Ali.
So that's that song's by my buddy Dan Stewart, and toured with Dan a lot, and every night I would do one of his and he would do one of mine, and so I took that one off of him and he took this one off of me, so I'm just gonna reclaim it from him right now.
Keep the river on your right. Keep the river on your right. Keep the river on your right as you navigate the night. It's a mystery to me. Such a mystery to me. It's a mystery to me. We treat our love so carelessly. There's beauty in this strange and desperate world. It'll take the measure of us all. You were such a beautiful young girl. We stood together true and tall. You got to have a heart of steel. You got to have a heart of steel. You got to have a heart of steel. Got your shoulder to the wheel. And you wear it on your sleeve. Yeah, you wear it on your sleeve. You wear it on your sleeve enough to make a man believe. I got no stories left that I can tell. No second chance, no brand new start. I know they say you can't unring a bell, but baby, won't you please unbreak this heart? All the little souls, Yeah, all the little souls gone off to paradise, and we stay here and we get old. So keep the river on your right. Keep the river on your right. Keep the river on your right as you navigate night.
Thanks very much. I have a lot of like old friends here. But I'm gonna send this out to my guitar hero standing in the back there. It's not you, Jay. Sorry, it's my buddy Chip. This is for Chip Roberts and his wife Debbie. This is a song I wrote about Philadelphia. Earlier in the week, it was the anniversary of the death of David Ruffin, and there was a long story in the Free Weekly in Philadelphia, which was called one of them was called the Welcome Mat. And the Welcome Mat was like great because it actually they did like do sort of long form coverage of stuff. And when David Ruffin died, about a year after, there was a long story about his sort of mysterious death. And it was a sort of a weird tragic thing that happened in Philly. He like came back. I guess he was living there or something like that. He had deep connections to like sort of the sound of Philadelphia. He had made records there and sort of with Gamble and Huff, you know, after the Temptations and stuff, and he came back to Philadelphia from being on tour, and he had like $40,000 in cash in a briefcase, and then he just sort of disappeared into a celebrity crack house, and you know, I think it was the same place he smoked with Teddy Pendergrass sometimes, and then he showed up, you know, a few days later, dead, near Presbyterian Hospital. They just sort of. He was in distress, and they dumped him out of the car, and they, you know, it was a thing. So anyway, I wrote this song about it, and somehow or other, Chuck Prophet got a co-write on it. So, you know, change a word, get a third, something like that. I don't know. When I said I recognized him, his smile lit up the car, and I turned off the meter. We weren't going all that far. We talked about the old days, where the good times go so fast. We're staring out the window at the city flashing past. Deliver me, and take me in your arms and deliver me, lead me not into temptation, lead me not into temptation. He used to play the regal, kept a penthouse at the Ritz. I picked him up in Chinatown at the 9th Street Motel 6. We took a ride up Osage, then we took a ride up Pine. Said there's a special place, the people know my name, we're gonna go there. Sidewalk by the hospital at dawn.
They thought that he was sleeping. You know his coat and shoes were gone. And I slid off a bar stool with my last drink of the night. And someone said, David Ruffin's dead. And I kept my mouth shut tight. Deliver me, deliver me. Take me in your arms and deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me. Lead me not into temptation. Lead me not into temptation. Lead me not into
streaming in behind you. It's giving me like a little case of the nerves. I haven't, it's a strange thing, like I haven't had a drink in I think something like 12 or 13 years now, and I have the shakes like I had a hangover, so it's all cool, man.
What am I gonna play?
Yeah, I'll play this one. There's this thing where do you explain about the song before the song or after the song? You know, it's a thing. I think people do this thing where it's like, oh, the genesis of this next song is really very interesting. And it's generally not. But I think I'm going to go ahead and people talk about it. I think they talk about it before they do it. I'm going to talk about this after I do it, so...
These days are feeling numbered. All good things finally end. Can't put my finger on it, but something's coming round the bend. At 24th and Mission, there ain't no place to hide from the Pentecostal shouting. God is on their side. And after the inferno, well, nothing really changed. God died in his sleep there. Somebody somewhere knows his name. And no one's got a kind word they can spare. The smell of smoke hangs heavy in your hair. Oh, baby, quit pretending you don't care. Once the shadows get to falling and that fog comes rolling in, well, I can't help recalling the way things were back then. If my world gets any smaller, it might just disappear. We'll both vanish with it, like we were never even here. And no one's got a single cent to spare. The smell of smoke hangs heavy in the air. So please stop trying to tell me. You know I don't believe you. Oh, baby, quit pretending you don't. Thank you.
So that song is about, where I live in San Francisco, I live in the Mission, which is sort of towards the southern portion of the city. It's just sort of the southeast portion of the city. Not as far south as east as you can go, and it's a working class, largely Latino neighborhood. Although it's changed a lot in the last 10 years, and around 2015, there was a series of fires that happened that displaced a lot of people, and it's apocalyptic. And fires in San Francisco are a thing because you have this densely populated, largely wooden frame house city, you know. And so that was, you know, about a fire that sort of happened across the street from the bar where I work. And it was about that and, you know, a couple of other fires. And so, you know, geographical references, whatever, the genesis of this next song is very interesting. But that leads me right into this one, which is the first song that I wrote for this new record called 24th Street Blues, which I have for sale over there. And it goes something like this.
We're down on 22nd Street. There's a deep hole in the ground. It won't be there much longer now. Man, just take a look around. 'Cause right next door the gleaming tower stands so clear and stark. And 60 people lost their homes. It barely left a mark. You can try and square the circle, but the pieces just don't fit. And the Mission is on fire. Some people getting rich. And downtown in some panel room, they're working on the plans. They're working on the optics now, pouring drinks and shaking hands. You could say, but for the grace of God, and calculate the cost to stay and fight the battle when the war's already lost. But sitting on a gold mine, they're just waiting for the pitch, and the Mission is on fire. And there's some people getting rich. Down on 29th Street now, it's happening again. Sirens wail, the buildings burn, flames are dancing in the wind. Folks just go about their business as the afternoon drags on. They're coiling the hoses, another city block is gone. The smoke will rise, the sun will clear, the birds will start to sing. It's just a simple sacrifice, one more burnt offering. Here come the lawyers and the landlords, you can't tell which is which. And the Mission is on fire. And there's some people getting rich. There's some people getting rich. There's people getting rich.
Thanks very much. I'm like an old school record nerd, and I'm just like sitting here and I'm trying to concentrate, and my concentration, I have to say, has been messed up by my phone and stuff like that, but it's also messed up by like looking at that Steppenwolf record right there that I have, and I'm like, I think that's the one that I have. Is it a best of? Is that the one that has the pusher on it? If it is, I'm just trying to sing a song, and I'm going, oh, the pusher, that's really cool. I think that's a Hoyt Axton song, and I'm trying to like literally trying to remember the words to a song that I'm playing, and I'm thinking about Steppenwolf, and I'm not embarrassed to say that I like Steppenwolf. And it's like totally cool and very weirdly unique band, kind of a Canadian Creedence Light or something like that, almost, because he could really shout. And what's, oh, he's German, John Kay, he's German, that's right, yes, but I think the band started in Canada, but I could be wrong about that, and that's no, I'm not casting aspersions on Canada, because, I mean, I also think that the Guess Who are amazing, and, you know, everybody talks about Neil Young, but nobody talks about the Guess Who and how great Randy Bachman really is. Okay, I've exposed myself, but the Pusher made me think of drugs, so we're going to go there.
And, you know, I was the world's worst drug dealer in high school. I didn't have an entrepreneurial spirit. I didn't have nerves of steel, both of which are sort of prerequisites. And then my parents loved me, and my mom always wanted to know why people were calling. And why, you know, there was no cell phones back then, so there was a house phone. And it's like, who's calling you? Why are you walking down to the corner? And so I had to abandon that. So, like most of my life, and most of my songs is partly true and mostly fiction. Her mother was a fly child, daddy was a narc. We'd get together after school by the fountain in the park. I was a kingpin of a little crew, slinging pills and weed. The first time that we kissed, I thought my teenage heart would bleed. And I knew what a daddy did, I thought that I was slick. Way below the radar, nothing ever seemed to stick. We were gonna split for California to make it all worthwhile. She fronted me my biggest deal so we could go in style. I sleep with my hidden history. Each dawn I rise to a mystery. As a new day starts to stir, can't stop myself thinking of her. And in the rearview mirror, red and blue cut through the night, I put my hands behind my head without putting up a fight. And I never said a single word, stayed silent as a stone. They tried to drop the jail on me like some teenage Al Capone. I did a nickel standing up, it turned me cold and hard. But I kept my rep and learned a thing or two out on the yard. I sleep in my hidden history. Each dawn I rise to a mystery. As a new day starts to stir, can't stop myself thinking of her. When I got out, I headed west as fast as I could go. An old friend up in Willits with a 20-acre grove. And we built it up over the years, had a tidy little sum. Getting out before it's federal, before all the big boys come. And I heard she's down in Baltimore with her husband and a kid. And I wonder if she thinks of me and the things that we once did. I sleep with my hidden history. Oh baby, why did you do this to me? The only thing I need to know is when your memory will finally let go.
I'm gonna play a couple more, and then I'm gonna wrap it up here and shop for some records so that I can blow all my money from the last night in here. Keep Spike in, you know, in business. I'm gonna stick with a drug theme for a sec here, and I'm gonna go deep, and I'm gonna say, I'm setting myself up for a loser with this one. But if you guess who wrote this song without Shazamming or Googling, and Ted, you're out of this. You're not allowed. I'll give you a book. You know, you can have a book and a CD. I'll give you the thing if you can. If you know, I heard this song many, many years ago when I was working in medical textbook publishing in Philadelphia, and it was on XPN, and they put the clean version of the song was on the radio, and this is, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going full in, all the way in it. There's a curse word in it, so trigger warning. Good old bad part of this college town. Gray men limousines, they run you down. You take their money just like you take mine. You send it bubbling down the thin blue line. It doesn't matter how it got this way. 'Cause we can make it through this thing together. I know you're laughing, but I got to say, I still want you maybe more than ever. No fooling, it's a fucked up world. Be cool, my little junkie girl. Cops are trying to shut the district down. I comb the ruins of your stomping ground. Standing streets looking like some third world war. You come up blazing like an open sore. I love you, baby, but I got to know. How come the right side of your brain is hurting? Please take me with you, honey, when you go through to the white side of your China curtain. No fooling, it's a fucked up world. Be cool, my little junkie girl. I see you waving from the distant shore. And where you going, I don't dare to follow. No fooling, that's another world. Sleep tight, my little junkie girl.
If anybody knows it, it's going to be Ted.
But no, so does anybody know who wrote that? Okay, now that was the whole contest. I just thought that Ted would know it, just for some reason, just good record guy kind of. Okay, so guess.
Tom Waits.
No, well, you. Not. I wish. No, it's by Walter Becker.
What?
It's off of his. It doesn't sound like that when he does it. It sounds like there's a drum machine and there's a whole middle part that where it goes through every chord that was ever written, and Dean Parks takes a really crazy fusion-y solo over it, which is awesome. But yeah, Walter Becker. It's a good. It's that solo record, 11 Tracks of Whack. It's really good. Look it up. I think it came out in like 91 or something like that. And they played the clean version of that song on WXPN in Philadelphia. There's like a, it's a messed up world. Those weren't the words that poor Walter wrote. All right, well, I'm going to leave you guys with one more. And then you've been an absolutely wonderful audience.
I'm going to send this one out to Jay because he's played it with me. I don't need glasses for my mind's eye. My hindsight's 20/20. You could spare me your reasons for saying goodbye. I know that I gave you plenty. You had the brains and the beauty, the whole shooting match. You tried to see what I was made of. You saw right through me, and that was a catch. It was the only thing I was afraid of. I wish my heart was an Etch-a-Sketch. I'd be shaking, shaking, shaking. Then it wouldn't have to hurt me so much when you were breaking, breaking, breaking. Hey. If you never stop, then you never get bored. A full speed ahead, baby, it's moving. I drank every drop of whatever got poured, and I got the DTs to prove it. I tried to stay one step ahead defeat until it hit me so hard I saw double. You always manage all to land on your feet one step ahead of the trouble. I wish my heart was an Etch-a-Sketch. I'd be shaking, 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 and then it wouldn't have to hurt me so much when you were breaking, breaking, breaking. You want me to beg and you want me to plead. You lace your sweet nothings with violence. I'd gladly suffer and I'd gladly bleed. I'd be damned if I do it in silence. I hope you can take just as good as you give, or you could have let me down gently. I wish that I had a head like a sieve, but I got an elephant's memory. So I don't need glasses for my mind's eye. My hindsight's 20/20. After all that you've done, it's in poor taste to cry. But maybe, baby, you never had any. I wish my heart was an Etch-a-Sketch. I'd be shaking, shaking, shaking. Then it wouldn't have to hurt me so much when you were breaking, breaking, breaking it. I wish my heart was an Etch-a-Sketch. I'd be shaking, shaking, shaking. Then it wouldn't have to hurt me so much when you were breaking, breaking, breaking it. Guys, thank you for listening. I mean, some of you had to, but not all of you did, so thanks. Thanks, Spike.
the lights at the foot of the audience. Smile.